Well, hello, friends. I am so excited to be at week 5 of our Bible study together, Life Essentials Spiritual Growth Bible Study. And I hope that you are growing like a weed, or at least are inspired to do so. And when you have a child, you have to do everything for them. The younger they are, the more you have to do, because the less they are able to do for themselves. You have to spoon feed them. You have to change them. You have to give them instructions on every little thing, because they haven't matured to be able to do it themselves. But when a person becomes an adult, they're able to do more for themselves because they become responsible. Well, that process involves them. They have to obey parental instruction in order to learn how to fend for themselves as they grow up. In fact, the more they rebel, the less mature they will become. That's why obedience is critical to your spiritual development. If you're going to grow, and if you're going to see God's work in your life for you to grow, then you will have to conform to His will based on His word. And all the time, that's not preferable, enjoyable, desirable, because we all have our own way of wanting to do things. But disobedience stunts growth. And if you don't want to be a stunted Christian in your growth, if you want to maximize all you can be, and growth never stops in our Christian lives, then you must learn, I must learn, we all must learn to be obedient Christians. Many of us have not gone much further in our Christian lives because we refuse to obey, or we obey selectively, or we obey partially. The kingdom of God is full of part-time Christians who give half obedience, sometimes no obedience at all, or only obey on the things that they like. Well, that's why over and over again, the Lord says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Obedience is really proof of love. So you can go to church all day and pray and say amen to the word, but if there is no obedience, there is no love, and you can't grow without a relationship. God wants a relationship with you, and the proof of that relationship is your obedience. You know, what would you say about a child who says, Mom, Dad, I love you, but I'm not going to do anything you say? Well, you'd have to question how deep that love really goes. That's why that word abiding is used so much in Scripture, particularly by our Lord and the Apostle John, who used to lean on Jesus' chest because they were just so close. Abiding means coming to know someone closely because you're hanging out with them. Jesus says, my commandments are not burdensome. Sometimes they feel a little weighty though, don't they? The only time obedience is weighty is when relationship isn't as close as it needs to be. When you heighten the relationship, obedience is a lot easier. So if God is consistently weighty to you, He wants to draw you a little closer so He can take off some of those weights so you won't feel so burdened down by the principle of obedience. Obedience is conforming your will to His will. It is saying, you know best, and I trust you that if I do this the way you want it done, even though it may not be preferable, you're going to honor my obedience in the midst of this action. So, obedience is the key to your next level of spiritual growth.